Cheer, cheer the red and the white. Honor the name by day and by night. Lift that noble banner high. Shake down the thunder from the sky.
Somebody who knows it very well, in fact, it's probably like Pavlov's dog, starts drooling at the sound of it, is the Swannies coach. Good morning to John Longmire. G'day, John.
Oh, it's a good song.
You've got to say that, don't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Big game this weekend.
Yes, it is. It is. It's obviously the two local teams here in Sydney playing each other. It's a good opportunity. They had a good win against us in round one, and they're going very well. So we're looking forward to the game.
Yeah, does it give you a little bit of extra inspiration considering you lost that first match against them earlier in the year?
It was a fair while ago. We didn't play well, and they played well. So, it's all about this week for us. It's we need to make sure we keep winning, and we've been playing a lot better football now, so we need to keep going.
Now, it's all about the forwards, really. In many ways, you've got some pretty big forwards against you. You've also got your so-called billionaire Bondi lads, including Kurt Tippett, who is back after a knee injury. How's he looking?
Yeah, he's looking good. So he's missed the last two games. He had a minor operation on his knee, and he's been back training with us this week. So he's back in the team, and Ben McGlynn's back in as well. So good to get a couple of senior players back.
Do you take a special interest in the forwards, having been there yourself?
We've actually... I look down there, I tell them it's not as hard as they make out of it, and just maybe show them a couple of old tapes now and then. But we've actually got Henry Plaker, our forwards coach, that works with them really closely, and he does a good job.
Yeah. The Giants forwards, these younger fellows, they may well be the Bondi billionaires of the future. How are they looking as opponents?
They're really good. I mean, if you look at Patton and Jeremy Cameron comes back into the team this week, I mean, they've got a couple of key forwards that'll be really, really dominant players for a long time. They're absolute guns. So they've got plenty of talent, and they move around really well. So they're a bit of a challenge for our defenders.
One final question for you, John. It has been noted that the Swans tend to lose in the rain, which is a little bit counterintuitive. It's going to be dry this weekend, by the way, just so you know. But it's a bit counterintuitive. We would have thought that Swans and water should theoretically have gone pretty well together.
Well, you would have thought so. I mean, my theory is we've just played badly on wet days.
Right.
So if we turn that around, we'll be right if it rains.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, to send you off, may the best team win, of course, but to send you off in style, you can sing along in the background if you'd like. Good luck. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
All the best. John Longmire there, Swans coach. Game takes place 7:40 tomorrow night at the SCG. It'll be a big one.
Cheer, cheer the red and the white. Honour the name by day and by night. Lift that noble banner high. Shake down the thunder from the sky. What though the odds be great or small, Swans will go on.